Live out at Bridgestone Arena, ESPN 102.5 The Game, your flagship home for the reigning Western Conference champion Nashville Predators. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and like us on Facebook to keep up with everything at Smashville. On Twitter, at 102.5 The Game, Instagram at The Game Nashville, Facebook.com/The Game Nashville. I'm on Twitter at Jared Stillman and on Instagram at The Jared Stillman and Floyd. We're about 30 followers away from 1,000 at The Jared Stillman. So I'm imploring everybody in their car to go ahead and be one of those 30 and go follow my Instagram at The Jared Stillman. In fact, I'll have more Instagram stories from the game. We have been continuing to update you on this developing story today, and that is the developing story that is the Jokerit playoff game. Ian Safar, what is the latest that you have in the Situation Room as far as the Jokerit playoff game? A loss for Jokerit would end their season and mean that Elli Tolvanen could be in the process of coming here. Ian, what is the latest?
The latest, I believe, Jokerit has scored, but the goal is under review.
If Jokerit scores, that means that they win. If they win, that extends the date until when Elli Tolvanen's season would end and he theoretically could join the Predators. And we are joined now by Adam Vingan from the Tennessean. So, Adam, what do we make of that? Let's say Jokerit scores and Jokerit wins. What does that do to the Elli Tolvanen to Nashville development train?
Well, it extends it a couple of more days because game 6 of that series wouldn't be until Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So that means the earliest that the season could end would move until over the weekend. But as we know, both the Predators and Elli Tolvanen's camp, you know, their collective goal is to have Tolvanen come to Nashville as soon as possible. You know, it doesn't require too much negotiation because the contract is pretty firm in terms of what the collective bargaining agreement allows. It has to be a 3-year entry-level contract, for example. The maximum allowable salary is $925,000. They can certainly negotiate performance bonuses and the like, but there isn't too much that they have to work with. But David Poile has been on record as saying that they want Tolvanen over. Tolvanen's camp has said that that is the expectation. So it's really just a matter of working things and getting them done, but it's going to have to wait a couple more days because the goal counted that Ian was talking about, and now Jokerit officially won the longest game in KHL history.
So there you go. This is our developing story. Jokerit has won, and as Adam Vingan points out, they'll play game 6 on Saturday night, which means it looks like it'll be a little bit of a while before Tolvanen comes over. One thing I did want to discuss was a tweet of mine that you wrote about in your mailbag on the Tennessean website, and that about Pekka and his candidacy for the MVP award. It looks like he is currently far and away the front runner for the Vezina. Let's say tonight, Toronto media in town, big game against the Maple Leafs, a very popular team. Let's say Pekka pitches a shutout tonight. What would that do to his MVP chances, and what has to happen for him to be in the mix to win the Hart Trophy this year?
Well, I certainly think to the question that you asked, that I answered in my mailbag over the weekend, you know, if Pekka goes undefeated the rest of the way, you know, should that Hart Trophy consideration be ramped up? And I agree with you. I do think that if he were to go undefeated the rest of the way, that would mean he would probably break the record for longest winning streak by a goaltender in NHL history, which is 17 games. He's currently at 11 right now. He definitely deserves MVP consideration. Now, I don't think I still don't believe he's going to win it, but I certainly believe that he should be maybe on the fringes of being considered at this very moment. But as you mentioned, Jared, if he wins tonight against a very good Maple Leafs team, of course we know that Eastern Ontario, Toronto, Montreal, etc., you know, a lot of the league's tastemakers reside in that area in terms of the largest group of influential media. So certainly if that were to happen, perhaps they would be getting perhaps he and the team would be getting more more press, for lack of a better term, regarding his MVP candidacy. But I still believe that right now he may not be in the top 5, but if he continues to play like this for the next couple of weeks, goes undefeated, or continues to lead all goaltenders in every major and analytical category, then yes, I do think that he does deserve votes of some kind.
I'm waiting for the argument.
What? I have
no. There is no argument.
I mean, you've got to be able to say
I think he's the most valuable player in the league. And if he pitches a shutout tonight, everyone will say Like, I think the discussion will turn if he pitches a shutout tonight because of the Toronto factor. You know, it's like throwing a shutout against the Yankees. It's just different than it is against the Cincinnati Reds. And so I think that the discussion in the league will turn to, well, is Pekka Rinne a Hart candidate? And they'll discuss it, and they'll all say no, or some will say no, some will say yes. But it will really get the ball rolling if he does something tonight. I just think that there's like this weird stigma with that award to basically just not include goalies. And I think that's what it boils down to, in my opinion.
Well, certainly, I do think that that will play a part in it, and I know that you and I have discussed this many times before. I certainly think that you look at how many points Pekka Rinne has probably contributed to the Predators based on his play and goal. Last time I checked, it was roughly 12. It's probably higher by now. But even if you were to take those 12 points away, let's just say, you know, they're still within the thick of the top record, still within the race for the top record in the Western Conference. They're not running away with it like they are right now and, you know, winning a Central Division title and potentially a President's Trophy, but they're still in the thick of it. You know, oftentimes I just feel that voters for this award often feel that a goaltender should only win it if he's carrying a mediocre team to places where it probably shouldn't be. I think that is what's working against Pekka, as we've talked about before, is that the Predators are a good team even without him. He makes them great, but they're still good even if he's not playing to that capability. I think that is what works against him when it comes to these, you know, when it comes to people filling out their ballots and considering him as a Hart Trophy candidate or not.
Adam Vingan from the Tennessean is our guest. Adam, I have a theory. I want to test my theory on you, and that is
sure.
Tonight's game against Toronto. I feel like this is the last big game kind of the season because it is Toronto, because the Preds still have a little work to do in the Central Division, but I almost feel like every game after this, including against some really good teams, is all just going to be playing it down the string until it gets to the playoffs. Do you have a similar feeling? What are your feelings surrounding tonight's game and the games after this one the rest of the season?
Well, I certainly agree that tonight is a big game because the Maple Leafs are playing extremely well. You know, their surge isn't as great in terms of the points that they're piling up without losing in regulation like the Predators are on a 15-game point streak, but they've been playing very well. They're in this weird spot where they may not be able to catch up to the teams right in front of them in the Atlantic Division, Tampa Bay and Boston, so it's almost like they're locked into that third spot regardless of what they do, which will probably mean a first-round series against the Boston Bruins, but they're still fighting for positioning. I'll go ahead and, you know, for the basis of having us actually disagree about something on this segment, I will disagree with your assertion that this is the only important major game left on the schedule. So they have 10 games left. 9 of the 10, including tonight, are against teams either in a playoff position or no more than 1 point out. And that team that's 1 point out, the Florida Panthers, who the Predators play in Fort Lauderdale in about a week and a half. So, you know, there are a lot of teams that they're playing. Minnesota twice, Winnipeg, Florida, Washington, Columbus, that are fighting for playoff positioning. They're already going to get every team's best game anyway because they're the top team in the league and they don't lose very much anymore. But when you add in the battle for playoff positioning that a lot of their opponents are going to be, you know, entrenched in, that's going to raise the intensity even more. So I think tonight is a perfect example of that. But there are several games throughout the rest of the remaining 10 that qualify as that as well.
I mean, I agree on the Florida thing, but like Florida's going to be playing for their lives, and I just don't think the Predators are going to have they play hard every game. I'm not saying they're not going to not play hard, but it's like, I mean, just because Florida's giving it everything they've got doesn't mean that I think the Preds are going to give everything they've got, if that makes any sense.
Well, sure, but the Predators, I mean, I think the one thing that they're really playing for as of now, because I would agree that Central Division, barring an epic collapse in the last 10 games, is theirs to lose. So that guarantees home ice advantage, you know, throughout the first two rounds. And, you know, they're still, I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights are starting to falter a little bit, but they're still not far behind the Predators in terms of the overall number one seed in the Western Conference. What they really want more than anything else is home ice advantage as much as possible. That's what they keep on harping on over the past week or so. So winning the Central Division gets you at least two rounds. Winning the Western Conference gets you three. And they really want to hold off Tampa and get that President's Trophy, because that means that they would have home ice advantage throughout the entire Stanley Cup playoffs. So, you know, while they're certainly in a good position, you know, they're in the playoffs already, they're comfortably in, you know, they're probably going to win their division, they still have things left to play for. They want to get home ice for as many rounds as possible. So certainly they're not in a position like Florida playing for its playoff lives, but they're going to be playing for something.
Adam Vingan from the Tennessee. And Adam, always good to talk to you, my man.
All right, Jared, thanks.
Yeah, Adam Vingan from the Tennessee. And you heard what Adam said there, Floyd. The Predators really do apparently want that President's Trophy. They want home ice throughout the playoffs. I'm okay with not winning the President's Trophy. I'm okay. If it gets to the Tampa in the Cup Final and you don't have home ice and you lose in Game 7 at Tampa, then everybody call in that day. Call me an idiot. I'm totally okay with it. That's how I feel in that regard.
Yeah.
Predators game day coming up next. The Preds are taking on Toronto tonight. A very good Toronto team. We'll get to that coming up next, but now it's time to give something away. I'm a really nice guy. I'm like Santa Claus over here.
Santa.
I'm giving away a pair of tickets to see Steven Tyler at Fontenelle. That is on May 12th. Steven Tyler, walk this way at Fontenelle, 5/12/2018. So go ahead and win those. Caller 5-615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. You will win those. Predators game day is next. It's time now for the Honky Tonk Hat Trick with our buddy Nick Kale, who's hanging out at Rippy's. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Nick Kale from Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I'm out at the Honky Tonk Hat Trick tonight at Rippy's, brought to you by Bud Light. Be sure to stop by Rippy's, Tootsie's, or Honky Tonk Central before Predators weekday home games for specials on Bud Light and to register to win a pair of tickets to tonight's game and passes to the Bud Light Zone, where you can win a VIP hockey experience. Now, that experience is a pair of tickets to an upcoming game, dinner for two before the game, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. And don't forget to stop by Rippy's after every Preds game for two-for-one drinks until close. Come on out tonight before 6:30. Register to win Preds and Maple Leafs tickets tonight at Rippy's. I'll be here from 5 to 6:30. Nick Kale for Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.